This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Bob Allen. The state of Michigan is asking federal officials for authority to kill wolves that prey on livestock or attack pets. Right now, only wolves that threaten people can be killed. That's because wolves are still protected under federal law. Both state and federal wildlife officials agree wolves have exceeded numbers for a recovered population in Michigan under the Endangered Species Act. But the Humane Society and other groups are contesting that in court. And until the legal wrangling is settled, state officials want to be able to deal with animals that are causing problems. Brian Roll in Marquette is Michigan's wolf coordinator.
Well, currently, when wolves are under the Endangered Species Act at the endangered level, the only time we can use lethal control is when human safety is involved. So, in fact, this year in 2010, we have euthanized three wolves due to human safety reasons.
And what do you mean by human safety? What's the situation typically?
Typically, at least in this situation, it's wolves that are becoming too accustomed or habituated to human presence and are living in this case, they were living very close to the town of Ironwood, and we felt that this was posing a human safety threat.
So were they, like, walking in people's yards? And
yes,
like?
They were in people's yards, chasing people's pets. And those kinds of things. We're not responding to negative stimuli by citizens of that area, like yelling, throwing rocks. We actually attempted non-lethal control first by using noise-making shotgun shells and our presence and trying to get those animals to move, basically haze them out of the area, although those efforts were not successful. And so we did then turn to lethal control.
And how do you do that? Do you, like, capture them first and then take them somewhere else?
That's all variable. In this case, two of the animals were actually shot.
On site?
And then the other one was trapped and then euthanized.
And why not just trap and move wolves if they're a problem?
The real issue with that is you capture a problem wolf and you move it to another area, it's still a problem wolf. The other thing is, where do you bring them? When we did do some relocation of wolves, we had suitable wolf habitat that was not occupied by wolves. That's no longer the case. Also, when you bring a wolf or relocate a wolf to somewhere else, it doesn't stay there. So where does it end up, and does it cause problems then in a new location? It also causes social acceptance of wolves to go down, because who wants a problem wolf or a known problem wolf brought to their area? So that upsets the local citizens wherever that wolf is being brought to. And it also fosters that myth that the Michigan DNR brought wolves back to Michigan, which is certainly not the case.
But in terms of, if a wolf is threatening a human under any circumstances, anybody can deal with that problem wolf. It has to be sort of an imminent attack or threat, right?
Yes. Anybody that feels their life is in threat for human safety reasons, them or their family, can certainly take a wolf.
And you said all the places are full where you would take a problem wolf if you were to capture and release them. So that sort of indicates that, you know, maybe you're getting near the capacity of what the landscape can bear.
You're going to get some packs blinking on and off in some of the marginal type habitat, but we're certainly reaching the extent of wolf range in the Upper Peninsula.